Hello, Daddy. Dear.
Tell him we just listened to his tape.
Please. We just listened to your tape.
And?
What?
You were saying so much. Say good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam.
As you've just heard, we've just listened to your tape. It's October 9th, Monday, and I think it's around noontime or 1 o'clock. I'm trying to avoid the clock. I'm getting so tired of being on a schedule. But the tape was delightful. And three letters. The 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of October. I'm not going to do too much with this now. I did want to get it started. But the children are downstairs, and I can't leave them down there for too long because they get into trouble. It'll give me a little time to think about what I have to tape, not about what I want to tape, because that'll come naturally, but little odds and ends that I have to remember. And you do nursery rhymes very well, and I think they loved it. Thea wasn't listening too intently because she's in half a dozen places at one time. But Leslie sat here and she smiled, and at the rhymes that she remembered well, she was delighted. And she even sat through the whole story of the shoemaker and the elves. I didn't expect she would, but she did. So I'm going to dash, oh darn it. This is on 3 3/4. This side will be. And the other side will be 1 7/8. Oddly enough, while your voice was coming over the tape recorder, the two of them were talking to you and answering you. And Thea's sitting there and saying, da, da, da. And Leslie's trying to teach her to say Vietnam, which she says. She says Nam, but not Viet. You can't expect too much from a child who can say five, but very little else, except banana, which is coming out clearer, and mama, dada, bye-bye, mine, baba for bottle. She's really very slow in this area, but too fast in other areas. I've had a very quiet day. I'm not supposed to be talking, but I may as well sit here and keep my fingers crossed that they don't turn downstairs upside down again. They've gotten some new toys, sewing cards for Leslie that are cards with holes that you punch out, and they use a piece of yarn. It looks like a shoelace, and they go in and out through the holes. For Thea, a new puzzle of a boat. Looks very much like the placard-type thing I bought to put on the playroom wall. She can say boat without saying the T, and that's either 10 or 12 piece, which she does, you know, with a snap, but I thought she should have a puzzle of her own rather than an inherited one from her sister. They also got a porpoise, as I told you, that you put together plastic rings that go on a rod, multicolored. And Ruth gave Leslie jacks, which she is trying to learn to play, but that's not easy for her age grouping. And I don't know. They go on and on and on. The doll carriages, bicycles, the sand out in the sandbox, which isn't really a sandbox. The day goes by. I enjoy being home with them alone, not having to rush off somewhere. I will go somewhere with him this afternoon. I may buy some curtains today, if I'm lucky. And if it doesn't rain, the sun is shining now. We're supposed to have showers. It's been nice autumn weather. I think the leaves should be turning very soon. It's been warm and feeling very much like, I have to light a cigarette. Wait a minute. That's that Zippo lighter that I don't dare light out in the wind because it flames up and I have the feeling I'm going to throw the lighter right out of of my hand.
Not what? Only ladies in the Father Music and the man with a mustache all around there on and his mouth and he on a pole.
White oh, one. Mitch Miller.
No.
Which one is it?
With the ladies, ladies and the fathers.
Can you get me the record and show it to me? I don't know which one you mean, the man with the beard all around. That was good, wasn't it? She didn't realize she was being taped. I wish I could get more of this, but it means taking the tape recorder down again. And I'm not about to start picking up things this week because I'm a little on the weary side. She's coming up now with it, so let's see what it is. Oh, it's the Swingle Singers. Where's the man with the mustache? Oh, that's the so-called caricature of Mozart sitting on the pedestal. He has a lot of curly hair on his head. He doesn't have it all. This is a collar and a ruffle on his shirt. All right, I'll be right down and I'll turn it on. This is the Swingle Singers, Anyone for Mozart. We haven't been listening to too much music. We haven't been here. So I'll run off now and see you a little later. Of course, I have to reread your letters. And sort of, comfort myself and get all warm over thinking about your tape and your voice. It's like collecting myself, bringing all the niceness close to me. It does wonders. It may be self-delusion, but it helps. And if it is self-delusion, I couldn't care less. Because I like it. And because somewhere in my dim, dark past, I remember my husband close. I remember him all the time, but the very, very close parts, it seems so very long ago. But take heart, we're on our third month. And if I don't think about numbers, it's not too terrible. Oh, part of the autumn scene is my having to sweep up leaves. And sweep up leaves and sweep up some more. And I think I may get to wash the windows this week before the snow comes. I'll speak to you later. I hope you're fine. And I'm glad to hear your voice is chirpy and chipper.